Hare Krishna. Don't analyze the trash, trash it. Sometimes if we have a trash and we find something unexpected there, we may wonder where did this come from and we will try to find it out. But suppose we have an old house which has many chambers, attics, basements and all such places which we have not visited for a long time and its contents we are not aware of, and in that we find trash. Now we don't go about analyzing where did this trash come from. We see it is trash and we trash it. The same way, same principle applies in dealing with our mind. When the mind, of course, is not exactly like a trash can, but just as a house, a house is also not a trash, but a house contains trash. Similarly, our mind also contains trash. Now, often the mind is a source of things which are which are terrible for us. Sometimes we may get some filthy thoughts. Sometimes we may get some terrible desires, as we are very much contrary to our values and principles. And we wonder, where did these come from? So, when we are unable to understand, if we can easily find out, because I thought like that, because I contemplated that, because I watched that, because of this desire is coming. If we can easily find out, well and good. But if we can't find out, all that we need to do is just trash it. So, we don't treasure that desire. Indirectly, sometimes by contemplating too much of the desire, that desire itself may get fuel and become stronger by that. So we just drive that desire out. And how do we drive it out? Whereas trash can be just driven away with a broomstick or something like that. But for driving away the trash in the mind, we need to fill the mind with positive thoughts. And the most powerful positive thoughts are positive thoughts about Krishna. So sometimes some people spend a lot of time trying to analyze, why did I get this desire? Where did this desire come from? It is so bad that I got this desire. I must be very sinful that I got this desire. And in this way, people go into a whole mental complex over just some passing desire. No, the desire, just like sometimes we don't know what all came in an old house, where all it came from. And it's practically not possible. If we can make out that this is a trash, this is not worth anything significant. So like that, we understand these desires are anti-devotional, these are immoral, they are filthy, then better to trash them. And fill our mind with Krishna. Krishna recommends this in the Bhagavad Gita when he says that we should use our mind to elevate ourselves and not to degrade ourselves. Uddharedatman atmanam natmanam avasadayet atmaiva hi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanaha. He says, Uddharedatman atmanam. He says that actually elevate yourself with the mind. That means, now, just like we need some house to stay. Similarly, the soul is situated in a subtle body, in a gross body, and that involves the mind. Soul cannot get rid of the mind. But we don't have to get caught up in the trash which is there in the house. Similarly, we don't have to get caught up in the trash in the mind. We just trash it. And that way, we can actually elevate ourselves and not degrade ourselves with the mind. Thank you. Hare Krishna.